Hi, Brad. I ended up third place, but nobody would have probably thought that, especially after your fire there in the heat.
Yeah, I didn't even think I was going to get back out tonight. Surprisingly, you know, we had a car sitting over in Oswego over to Rob Pollins, and we knew we had a fuel cell, and it was just kind of a matter of coordination with some of the crew members and my wife and a couple guys running over and Robbie to get over there. And, you know, thanks to Rob's stepson there, he started pulling the cell out for us, and by the time my guys got over there, they just had to pick it up, put it in the car, and rush back over here. And, you know, my wife leaving the gate open, or, you know, trying to help leave the gate open so that we could get through. So
What was actually the problem with in the heat race?
Well, you know, it's kind of hard to, tell you what the problem is. I mean, I do have my theory of what did happen. I think the exhaust backfired, and I think it got sucked up through the vent on the fuel cell. So we're definitely going to be taking a look at that this week and, you know, make sure it's safe. And, you know, we don't want any fires. You know, we've already had a bad fire here this year, so we don't need to be doing that. So we're going to be looking at that this week and making sure that the car's safe.
And ended up in third place in the feature.
Yeah, I don't know how it happened. You know, it was kind of a demolition derby out there. I don't know if it really had the car for the third tonight. You know, I was bumping wheels with a couple of my buddies. You know, LaTulip, you know, he got into me a little bit. He come down and apologize. And then my buddy Bruce, you know, I don't know what really happened there, but it seems like every time this year we're a big magnet and, you know, it seems like we can't get away from each other, but, you know, we run hard together, and we got a lot of respect for each other, so.
And we had to thank for your, who do you have to thank for your top three run?
I got to thank my dad right off the bat. I mean, he's been funding this thing, helping me, and, you know, wants me to keep running as, you know, I'm not getting any younger, and I got 5 kids and, you know, beautiful wife and stuff, so we're trying to make the best of it, so, you know, get something out of it before I decide I'm going to retire or turn it over to my son here in the next few years. Well, probably a little more than a few years, but.
Yeah, plus you've got the whole quarter midget thing going on, too.
Yeah, and, you know, the quarter midgets will be up here next week. They're supposed to be doing a little couple laps around the track, and, you know, I'm the president over the Oswego County Quarter Midget Club, and, you know, it's a great stepping ground for coming up here, and, you know, there's a lot of quarter midget drivers up here, so. You know, it's a great stepping ground for somebody to just, you know, start racing.